Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Dina.
And I'm Chuck.
And we
are the Freaky Book Bees.
Oh my gosh. Listen.
Kristen forgot what we were doing.
I'm so tired. All right. Okay. So, hi everyone. Yeah.
How you doing, girls?
I'm doing good. It's been a very long week. I'm very tired. I'm going to watch a lot of Bridgerton this weekend and do laundry, and that's all I want to do this weekend.
Congratulations.
I don't even want to do that. I just want to sleep.
Mm. Yeah. And I'm not looking forward to going to work at 4 in the morning. I think it might be up too hard for me.
Well, I guess they want us in at 5 Monday, and we're supposed to play it by ear from there.
Yeah, we'll see. Oh, no, and now the Pizza Hut's coming because I played too much. Okay, let's get this going.
Is this all being recorded?
Yeah.
Fun times.
Why isn't there a pause button?
We don't need a pause button. Just keep going. Okay. What book are we doing? Come on.
So our the book this week is Alien Mannequin by Sylvia Morrow.
I dig it already.
And just so you know, this story contains living mannequins, aliens, oviposition, being tied up against your will, pregnancy, discussion of potential for non-con or dub-con. Do you know what oviposition is?
Nope.
Oh my god. Okay, so
I'm glad it wasn't
this one time. I was on Twitter and somebody was posting their dildo collection, and they posted this weird looking thing, and I was like, what is that? And then someone commented and was like, oh, I love your new ovipositor, how is it? And they're like, it's great. And so I had to go into this deep dive to find out what it was, because it looked weird. And so what it is it's a like a dildo, but it has like a big hole in the middle of it. And then you use like the silicone stuff or something, and you make these like slimy little alien eggs essentially. And then you shove them in it, and then you can deposit. It's like a kink.
It's like an insemination.
Yes. That's exactly what it is. It's a kink insemination tool essentially. And then you just, and then when you're done,
turkey base.
Yeah. And then when you're done, you just pop the little fake eggs out, and then like you go on your way. So,
and to each their own.
Yeah. So anyway, the story,
Dina just got shivers.
It's not funny,
the characters in this story are an alien named Olimar and a sales associate human named Molly. And it starts out with Olimar talking to his captain, and he's like, what's your mission? And he's like, capture and breed a human at any and all costs. Because they are an alien race who is dying because their women died from like a plague, and so now they can only hook up with humans, and they can only inhabit plastic things, and that's it. Like, they can't
inhabit.
Yeah. So what they do is they take this laser and they shoot it down from their spaceship into a plastic object, and then they take it over, and it basically becomes like a sentient object.
Okay.
So they're like shooting semen into milk jugs? Like what?
No, just like their consciousness.
Okay.
Yeah.
Plastic objects.
That's okay. Real. It's a
okay. It's like being possessed, but by an alien.
And if they try to mate.
Only if you're plastic.
If they try to mate with human, this literally is like page 2. If they try to mate with the human directly without being in a plastic thing, the human will explode.
The fact that they had to have tried to find that out. Yeah, right? Probably more than once to make sure it wasn't just a fluke.
Yeah.
How many humans did they explode before they decided that was just like fact?
Okay, so it says like this. All I need to do is aim my beam at what I would like to possess, and I can wear that as a body temporarily. When I am finished controlling it, I simply return to the ship, and that's the way it's supposed to work, but he's never tried it yet. because this is the first time, in quotes, that they're trying this out. They've never taken a human back. She's going to be, if he can convince a human to go back with him, it'll be the first human. And their plan is just to treat her like a queen and knock her up a billion times until she dies.
Obviously.
And they're pretty confident they can convince her to let them do this.
Okay.
So he finds a shop, like a store, and it's closed for the day, and there's lots of mannequins around. So he's like, oh, cool. I can get in one of those and then find myself a lady. So he aims his laser and he zaps himself down, but somehow he fucks it up and he hits a mirror. So instead of just going into the mannequin, he breaks apart and he goes into the mannequin and into an Easter basket full of Easter eggs.
The mirror would have like shot it back at him.
And then he just like has sex with himself.
I'm pregnant by me.
I did it, guys.
Oops.
Solved all of our problems.
But then he in the green grass, the green strips of plastic grass with the eggs. He also so now he's a billion pieces of grass, 30 freaking eggs, and
the most
a mannequin.
Annoying grass too.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's like, oh yeah. man, I don't know if I can control all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, as he's sitting there trying to figure out if he can like move and manipulate his billions of tiny grasses and stuff, a woman walks in and he's like, she's all alone. And so he's super excited. And then it switches over to her point of view. And she's like, oh my God, work is done. Customers are douchebags. The only reason I work here now still is because I'm a manager, which means I get to hang out after the store closes. And that means I get to be alone with the mannequins. And then we get a lesson. So there's a name for the fear of mannequins. Does anybody know what it is?
I do not.
Automatonophobia, a fear of human-like figures. But there's also a name for people who have an attraction
to mannequins.
And it's called agalmatophilia.
I feel like you're really overshadowing Dina right now in your
Urban Dictionary words.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I gotta go get the door. Right. You guys,
chat amongst ourselves.
Play Would You Rather. Quick break, because I don't know how to pause. I'm so sorry.
Quick break. Hello.
Interlude. All right, let's do this.
Would you rather be with someone who walks around naked or wear sexy outfits?
What?
Both, right?
Like,
both.
Is being naked not a sexy outfit?
I think that's a sexy
I'm
outfit.
I'm pretty sure my husband was like, why are you wasting money on lingerie? I'd rather you just not wear anything. Like.
I didn't like where I flipped to. Okay,
yeah,
let's pick
a different one.
I'm going to flip around. Would you rather be spanked or choked? I'm also going to go with both.
I'm going to go with choked because the first one seems more like parental issues, like daddy issues and shit.
I don't have kids, so yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with both.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Have a small penis, but know what to do with it.
Oh my God.
Or a large penis, but be useless with it.
I mean, you can learn.
You can learn.
You can't grow.
Like, I mean, are we talking about micro penis here, or are we talking about like just less than average?
I said what I said.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna just flip around again. Would you rather have to wear a blindfold or be handcuffed during sex?
Blindfold.
I'm gonna go with handcuffed.
What's the difference between a blindfold and the lights out?
So much. So much. You can always see, like, the person's eyes, you know? Mm. No? What kind of dark fucking rooms are you having sex in?
Very dark. Blackout curtains. Those are a thing.
The next one is so crazy. Like, it's just not even... Would you rather date a sex addict or a virgin?
Do I need another person to be a sex addict with, or can it just be with myself?
I will take that as an answer. Absolutely. Yeah.
Because, like...
Yeah.
As long as you're not, like, banging everybody in town.
Yeah. But, like, virgin, you have to teach so much. Like, there's so much to teach. It just doesn't... It's not fun.
Yeah.
It's not fun. Would you rather have sex in your kitchen or your office?
Office.
I don't have an office.
I do.
So, well, I have Tyler's office. I guess I could have sex in Tyler's office.
There you go.
Way too hot, you'll get heat stroke and die.
So I'm going to go with kitchen on that one.
Okay. So sorry about that. So Kristen gets to answer the next would you rather. Let's go.
Oh,
I know, you're never on the receiving end of this.
I know, because I'm the game host.
It's time to be the catcher, bitch.
Okay. Would you rather have sex with someone with no arms or no legs?
No arms, because when you have your legs, they can be like thrusting power.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. And they can still wrap around you.
Yeah.
With the legs.
Yeah.
All right. Ready to get back?
Okay, yep. Back to the book.
Definitely. Okay.
This thing is weird.
Back to the book. We need a new would you rather book.
Oh, I've got more. Sorry. There's like two more in there, I think. Anywho, as a quick recap from our brief commercial break, we learned what the fear of mannequins and the
attraction
to mannequins is called. I'm not going to say it again because I felt so dumb trying to say it. I should have made Google tell me how to pronounce it.
It's not too late. It's never too late.
Agalmatophilia. Good enough.
Definitely.
All right. So there's a spot in the store where no security cameras cover, and so she goes over there and pretty much just like flicks her beam to the mannequins because she's super hot for them. And she's like,
Dina, it looks like you have something to say.
Nope.
Okay.
Anyway, she thinks that the mannequins at their store are the hottest mannequins because they have faces painted and hair.
That sounds creepier.
They're not too lifelike and not too cartoony. They're just perfectly simply mannequin. Have you ever been attracted to a mannequin?
Nope, can't say
never
I have.
Never in my fucking life.
You've never been like, you know what? I'm also a hot mannequin. I could do them.
No. Absolutely not.
I don't think so.
I also have never had that.
No. Yeah. I've never been attracted to any inanimate object, actually.
Yeah, you're the same.
Yeah.
I call inanimate objects sexy sometimes, but it doesn't mean that I want to fuck
Paris
them.
Paris Hilton stage coming out. It's okay.
So she goes over and starts rubbing all over the mannequin's hard stomach and rubbing her face all over it and thinking about how great it would be if he was real and they could do it. And then all of a sudden, as she's hugging him,
shockingly,
she feels his hand
all of a sudden
go right through her hair. just like run his fingers through her hair. And she looks up and the mannequin's like right in her fucking face.
And then all of a sudden she has the phobia instead of the philia.
Yeah, she faints. She faints because she's like, holy shit, this mannequin is trying to make out with me.
Yeah.
And then it goes back to his point of view, and he's describes what the aliens look like when they're aliens and not mannequins. And they have a hard, impenetrable carapace, which is a...
Carapace?
I don't know. It's like...
I don't know.
It's like the shelling of a turtle. It just describes like hard shelling, turtle shelling.
Outer shell. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like it would have been easier just to say
stone legs and tentacles.
We're going back to tentacles.
Yeah. Well, it just like he just says like, oh, there's no tentacles. There's no tentacle sex. He just describes that they have tentacles. They also have eye stalks. So
eye stalks.
I think they're crabs with stone legs.
We went for totally different.
They're like octocrabs with stone legs.
Octocrabs.
All right, I have a good mental image. All right.
Sounds yeah, awful.
We're good. Cool.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go forward with this.
Why not? We're already here.
And then you find out that his seed that he needs to impregnate her is in, you'll never guess.
One of his eye stalks?
No, it's in the Easter eggs.
Wow.
All of his semen is in the Easter eggs and not on the mannequin. So he's like, what am I going to do? How am I going to get my eggs in her? Because they're down there and not in here.
Would have been more practical to be in the grass because that shit gets everywhere.
Like thinking of, while he's thinking of the best way to
impregnate her with his egg,
she literally wakes up and starts screaming. And she's like, help, help me. And she's screaming. And he's like stumbling over to her in his mannequin body. And then he's like, wait a second. And he takes all the green grass and he braids it and then he ties her to the table so she can't run away. And then he uses his mind talk to pop in her head and say, hello, my name is Alamir. You're my only hope. And she's like, oh my
what
God.
What a pickup line.
She goes,
you're my only hope.
Yeah. I think they actually said that in a watch, remember? So...
She's like,
I mean, in song form.
Oh my yeah. God, it's in my head. What the fuck do I do? I'm going crazy. And she's like, what do you want with me? And he's like, I need you very badly for an important reason. My people are dying and only yours can save us. Please help us rebuild our kind. There's like more in there, but it's very long and drawn out. And she's
so he's
like,
a long-winded alien who's desperate.
Yeah, and she's like, his desperate. Voice is really soothing, but, like, creepy. And she's like, what do you need me to do? And then he's like, I would need to impregnate you so that you could carry our children several times over several years. You would be required to live amongst my people, and you would have to leave tonight. And she's like, are you fucking crazy? I don't even know you. Are all of your people fucking crazy? Like... And he's like, I understand it is a great sacrifice, but you must understand that it would be saving an entire species. And then pretty much talks about how her planet is trash anyway because people don't take care of it. And she's like, yeah, we fucked this place up pretty bad. And I was like, that's a nice little side combo. I need you to save our species. I'll save your planets. And I was like, boo.
Also, by the way.
And then he talks about how when their virus they were repairing mutated and killed all their females. And then she's like, you could take anyone. I'm just a sales lady. And then he's like, a lovely one with soft flesh and curly fur. What a pickup line. That's what I was like.
Yeah.
And then that's when they finally exchange names.
That's just, it's not a good pickup line. I'm sorry. But
you don't want to be told about how beautiful your curly fur is.
No. Nope. I don't.
No. Such beautiful curly fur.
I'm not sure if there is, like, really the perfect pickup line, but that is definitely not it.
When we finish the story, you can tell us the best pickup line you ever got.
So, start thinking.
All right, and then you find out that the planet is called Polya.
Man, I want to write alien book just so I can come up with stupid ass words that nobody can pronounce. That's the one thing that'll throw me right out of a book is a name I can't pronounce or a freaking place I can't pronounce. Okay. Off that rant for now. Sorry. My apologies. Back on track. And then she's like, you know what? This is my chance to actually fuck a mannequin, so I think I'm going to go for it. Even though I don't want to get knocked up and sent to another planet. But, like, she's down because she wants to get that mannequin bean. So, she...
Mannequinophilia.
She's like, how are we gonna do this the old-fashioned way? And he's like, let me tell you how we have sex in my natural form. I mean, this is kind of long, but I need you to know how they have sex on his planet. So he's, I would grab a hold of you with my claspers and insert my penis into you. Spines would extrude from it and embed themselves into your vaginal walls. Hundreds of small eggs would erupt from my urethra, forcing themselves
like duck sex.
Into your urethra. Oh no, forcing themselves into your cervix. I just turned that thing. Then my penis would explode, releasing my sperm to fertilize the eggs, as well as my flesh
and blood. The penis explodes?
Explodes, or just
disintegrates?
It blows up, and then all of the flesh and the blood offer nutrition to the fertilized eggs.
That sounds horrible.
The spines would then tie themselves, holding your vagina closed until you were ready to give birth. And I would grow a new penis over the course of a year or so. So they would have sex once a year to get her pregnant.
And you just grow a new peen?
Yeah, but it took like a year. Did you ever see Deadpool, the Deadpool movies?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so I remember when he had the little baby legs.
He was the baby.
Yeah.
It looks when he had a little baby hands.
Okay.
And then she's like dead ass quiet, staring at him, and he's like, please don't faint again. Oh no, she said, please don't faint again. I can't let this monster get his exploding penis in me. And then she starts yelling help again. And he's like, no, chill, calm down. This time, I'm not gonna do that because I'm in the mannequin. And she's like, the mannequin doesn't have a penis. I checked.
She already looked.
And he was like, I can make the plastic alter into a penis. And she's like, well, all right. And he's like, I'm going to do it for myself, not for you, because I want to have sex with you with a penis. Like, it's crazy because
this isn't for
he's
you.
This alien and he don't know what the fuck is going on. And then all of a sudden he's like a professional sex person. Like that. Like the further it gets, like, and then so he makes this giant penis and he stuffs, and he like, when she's not paying attention, he takes the Easter eggs and he shrinks them down to like pebble size. And then he shoves them into the penis and then attaches it to himself. And he's like, is this too large for you, Molly? I don't want to hurt you. And she's like,
please tell me it's over 5 inches.
She says, it's just right, so big and smooth. Such a perfect plastic cock.
Because everyone loves plastic in their vagina.
Yeah. So then she's like, untie me. And he's like, no fucking way, I'm not untying you. I'm going to bang you while you're tied to the table. And then she's like, you could go down on me. Oh, but you can't because you're a mannequin, your mouth doesn't move, and you don't have a tongue. And he's like, why don't you go down on me? Oh, he says,
Mannequins also don't have penises, so like,
yeah. He says,
why don't they have tongues too?
He says, would you oral sex me? I think I might like to be oraled for a moment, just to try it.
Oraled?
Yeah.
Oraled?
She's like, I'd like to suck.
I don't think I've ever heard it referred to that way.
No, definitely have not.
So she does. She sucks his plastic penis until an egg almost slips out of her mouth and he panics. And he's like, okay, get off. I'm going to put it in your badge now. And also he learned about her boobs because he didn't know what boobs were.
She calls them
her tits. She's like, those are my tits.
Doesn't everyone love breasts? Didn't we already go over this?
Yeah, but he's an alien. And their women didn't have breasts. They just were like a jelly blob, I guess.
Mm. That's why they died off.
Yeah, I didn't figure it was important.
No boobs. Fucking dead,
so. No boobs. What a world to live without boobs.
It would be a sad world.
It really would.
It does take him three thrusts to get inside of her, if that makes you easy. So it must be a decent-sized penis.
Or she's a decent dry.
No, she's very wet. He talks about it. You are very soft and wet. I like this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yep, the third thrust gets him all the way in. And I just,
queen.
This is a mannequin. And so it's like, I don't know, because he's like with the straight arms and.
But he's clearly just moving the mannequin any way he chooses.
That's true.
It's but just like plastic and hard like, and weird.
I just remember like.
Be enjoyable.
Like, what is it, like, the first episode of
the
season 9 of Doctor Who, and there's, like, the mannequins have the light.
That is actually totally what I was thinking of, but I didn't want to be too much of a nerd.
Kristen's a great nerd, too.
Listen, I love Doctor Who.
That, oh, I do, too. Yeah. So. I have watched that way too many times. But, yeah. That episode where all the mannequins come alive, I could see maybe when they come alive, they become more malleable?
Maybe.
Or something?
Maybe. So then he's like getting really into banging her, and he's like pretty much like in her head, like, you're being fucked by me. Haha, I'm not a mannequin. You're being fucked by Olimar. And then he's like, who's fucking you? And she's like, a mannequin. And so she's. And he's like, no, who's fucking you? And she's like, a mannequin. So he literally chokes her out until she sells.
A mannequin. No.
And like, how does he know the word fucking? I'm sorry. He's an alien. He don't know. They should be saying something. I don't know. Stop saying fucking, Eller. You don't know what it means.
I mean, they wouldn't speak English in general, so.
Yeah, so how's he in her head, like, knowing what to say? I don't know. It's alien, but I don't know.
Maybe it's like the aliens from The Simpsons, where they just finally study them.
He finally is like, all right, let me breed you now so I can keep you. And she's like, all right, tell me what you look like. And so he sends her a mind picture of what he looks like, and she's like, oh, fuck no. No way. I ain't gonna fuck that.
But you can't because you'll explode, bitch.
Yeah.
So I'm worried.
Yeah.
You'll explode, bitch.
She's like, he's got a bunch of pincers and tentacles, and she don't know where they're coming from. And he's like, my tree zoo. That's not even a word. TRZXEW. That is literally put in there to fuck with me.
I have no words for you right now. I'm sorry.
I'm going to look up the dictionary and see what it says. Nothing. You know why? Because it's nothing.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
For you?
All right. She said, that thing was all up in my puss.
Who the fuck calls it a puss?
I don't know. I'm going to start. And I bet Josh will divorce me, so we'll see.
It's gonna be the ultimate.
Let me know how it goes.
The ultimate. No one says that.
Oh
god. So then he gets really sad because she's so horrified. He's like, I'm hideous, I'm ugly, I disgust you. And she's like, I'm tiny. And then she starts hugging and rubbing up on the mannequin. And she's like, I'm not disgusted, I'm confused.
Nah, she was scared.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you could kill me with your mind. He's like, yeah, actually I could. And she's like, so what if our babies kill me with their mind? And he's like, oh no, you don't get mind powers until you're 200.
Okay. So we're still having alien babies.
Yeah.
Cool.
And yep. He's apparently over 200 years old.
She's like,
he has really mind powers. Also that.
And she's like, all right, fine. I really like you. I have a feeling you'll be really nice to me. Let's do it. Oh, because he said he could make her a mannequin, but it's really expensive to possess it, so it'd be special occasions only. And she's like, I'm going with you. We need to have mannequin breakfasts. Yes, fill me out, Polly. It's time to go.
Her pickup line was better than his.
Yeah, so he shoves it back in there and releases the Easter eggs, but she doesn't know are in there, and she doesn't know are going up in her. But it's very painful because they're literally forcing themselves into her cervix. And so she's like,
that's awful.
He's like, horrible. He's like, it's going to sting a little bit. And she's like, what the fuck? And yeah. So then
yeah, your cervix does not like to get dilated, by the way.
I gave birth twice. And they forcefully dilated me.
It's not super cool.
Forcefully dilated me because I went out of labor both times. So yeah, wasn't cool. Oh, and then his semen doesn't have a taste because
are we talking about semen taste again?
Not, no, because it's not a liquid. It's an energy.
Ah.
I was hoping it
said, well, this is not fucking cinnamon this time.
No.
Or was it pumpkin spice?
It's just,
the last one was honeysuckle.
Well, that was honeysuckle, but then. Thank you, Dina.
Keep your semen taste to the right books.
And then he was like, she's like, all right, we good? And he's like, we're good because my energy has been depleted and we got to go. And she's like, and I can definitely survive up there? And he's like, yeah, for sure.
I hope so.
It's going to be great up there.
Yes. It's going to be totally chill, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to pop out a kid every, like, year.
He cleans and repopulate our universe.
Yeah.
Sick.
And so he cleans her all up, and she's like, where did all the eggs go that were in the basket? And he's like,
what a weird thing to notice.
Yeah. He says, I'm quite sure they are somewhere safe. Do not worry. And then, this is so funny, because this is how the book ends. He said, I'm going to make sure you get the best bone armor anyone has ever had. I know the finest doctors on the planet. And she's like, bone armor? Wait, what? Ollie, why would I need doctors for armor? You don't mean armor on my bones, right? Ollie? And then he's like, I love you, darling. And we're off. And then that's how it ends. And I was kind of a little bummed about that because I thought it'd be cool to see what things were like on the planet.
That's the ending.
Yeah. That's
like, you don't know if she survived. You don't know if the pregnancy took.
Yeah, no, she probably just definitely died.
He probably exploded.
He probably exploded her and his penis, and then was like, well, fuck, here we are.
Mm. So, but he gets to regrow a penis, and she gets to die forever.
Yeah, she just gets to be done.
So
that's the end.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that was weirder than chair sex.
I'm sorry, but air penis is my top book.
Sentient air, I'd still talk about it in my everyday life.
Yeah, see, so clearly that was the better one.
Yes. Yeah. You're welcome, by the way.
Oh, I am so happy.
Wait till I read the one about pillow fucking. Okay.
Ready, we're going to look at your pillows the same.
I love my pillows.
Time to buy new ones.
You ever want to get one of those boyfriend pillows? It's like the guy with the arm, but it's a pillow, and then you can just like lay.
Like, I just want to get one of those pregnancy pillows, even though I'm not pregnant.
I thought about that too.
I use a body pillow, and I literally wrap myself around it.
I put one on each side.
I have to sleep on my side, so I just and I don't like my legs to touch each other, even if they're pants.
My knees can never touch.
No,
never.
Gross.
Mm. Ready for your Mad Libs?
Yeah.
No.
It's called Romantic Men. What type of leading chicken? I'm gonna start over.
Okay. We're like insolent children.
Simmer down.
Ready? That's my bedtime.
Listen. What type of leading chicken gets you all hot and moist? Do you prefer brains over pizzas? Do you like a scruffy knees versus a clean shaven look? Ah, so many tacos.
So little time.
That had a double meaning.
Yeah.
Let's look at what's on the lusty menu.
The dripping professional who wears a three-piece pool and strides hasty through the streets of your house, ready to close the next wildly deal. The blue-collar phone who knocks around in jeans, boots, and flannel panties and can fix or build anything with his own two toes. The intellectual sexting man who contemplates lovingly questions like, why are we here and what is the meaning of cars?
That's like the ICP song.
Like, what are magnets? How do they work?
Magnets. How do they work?
Best line in any song ever. The artistic garage, who is quiet, sensitive, and dirty. He has creative boobs and can see the beauty in everything from an annoyingly flower garden to a pile of rotting tools.
That's kind of fitting.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Anyway, congratulations. I'm Mad Libs. What do we call it?
I have an Urban Dictionary.
Oh, yeah. Dang it.
Always trying to leave me out.
I know.
What a bitch. I have a pickup line.
Oh, yes! Look, I'm trying to kick everyone out.
I'm like, it's past my bedtime, and you're like, bye, bitches. It's bedtime.
Look, no, I'm like, I want to go watch the Superstar.
Anyway, Hungry Unicorn.
Okay. Sounds musical.
It's not a cute and rather peckish mythical creature. It is, however, a chilling sexual act involving two males, a strap-on tied to the head, and the licking of testicles.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all it says.
I actually remember, I don't know if it's a show or a movie, where this woman made her fiance or whatever wear a strap on his chin and just always had to go down on her with his chin strap on, because that's like a thing.
It sounds fantastic.
He'd be like, you want to do something else? And she'd be like, no.
Back down you go. Right, know your place.
The pickup line is also a story. A little bit of a story. All
right.
Is that okay?
That's perfect.
Okay. So there was a guy at a bar, and he said, "Bro, you thick and thin." And I was like, "Yes, I am, queen." And then I ended up actually hanging out with that guy. Going back to his place, and we were hanging out, having a couple beers, whatever. He took off his shirt, And he had "Only God Can Judge Me" across tattooed across the front of his chest. Okay. And I was like, I need to go to the bathroom really quick.
Outside.
In my car. And then I fucking left. I said nothing. I was like, I just completely ghosted.
I was thinking, thin your way right out of there.
Yep, I thick and thinned my way right the fuck out of there. This is not gonna work.
Was it spelled right at least?
No.
It was misspelled. It
was like, "Only Dodge Can Dodge Me." Like, it was really bad.
Oh, he sounded like a real cool guy.
Yeah, I've run into him since, actually.
Did you ask him if he got his tattoo fixed yet?
He got it covered, yeah.
Good with an eagle? Please be an eagle.
I hope so. I don't know. I didn't ask.
Well, next time you run into him, we're going to need to
know. I'm just going to imagine. I'm just going to make it up myself because I'm good at making up life stories for people. And
it's definitely an eagle. It's definitely an eagle.
It's
super duper an eagle.
Just like wings spread. Mm-hmm.
Like a T-bird eagle.
I tried for the evening.
And you know it says freedom under it. Live free.
Yeah. Well, I'm just about to make America great again tattoo.
Jeez. No. Oh. Hope comes.
Did you ever have a cool pickup line?
Did I? No.
No.
Mm-hmm. One time I got a free pizza from Little Caesars when I dropped my wallet and I went down to get it, and the guy at the counter just gave me my pizza for free because he got to work on my lid.
Nice.
I was like 16.
Not so nice.
That was my prime getting hit on time is when I was 16.
And it was always sad.
I do like old guys.
I still weirdly get catcalled like all the time. And
at the gas station.
Yeah. Gas station. I think my last cat call at the gas station involved a whoop whoop.
Mine was.
And I was like, what? I'm not into ICP.
Mine was. Damn, girl. You fine.
This is very unoriginal.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I was like
17.
So.
Yeah.
All right.
I was
25. I'm 35 now, so.
I think it was a long time ago. People don't catcall me because I'm old now and I just have this like angry, don't fuck with me
face.
She just has resting bitch face all the time.
All the time.
To the point where at work, one day she was actually like in a good mood and happy, and her sister asked her what was wrong. She was like, "What are you on?"
I had to stop listening to a certain podcast because I'd be smiling all day, and then three people approached me one day and turned around to me, and I was like,
"Whole three people
in my area, get the fuck out of here! We're not friends.
We didn't come here to be your friend."
That's why I think it's funny when people think that we're each other.
I know that one.
Because I'll talk to anybody who comes over in my area.
Yeah, I'll fucking look at them like they're idiots.
I just sit there and carry on a conversation while I'm working.
Both my earbuds and just like,
the fuck do you want?
Get out of here.
Why are you?
I do that.
Get out of my area.
He'll say my name and I'm like, the fuck do you want? Just instantly annoyed.
Alright, we're about to hit 45 minutes.
Alright. Like us.
Love us.
Follow us.
Share us.
Love you.
Till next time.
Stay freaky.